Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Jeff Zucker gone. Oh, my goodness. And you heard the story, but I promise you, you haven't heard it the way we're going to talk about it. I love watching leftists when they're caught in their own traps. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. See, they talk about how sanctimonious we are. You know, oh, look at you, dogmatic, you know, Christ-following, Bible-thumping, gun-toting, blah, 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 patriotic Americans. Look at you with all your rules. And then they go and they act as if they follow all the, look at us, we're so good, we are loving and forgiving and all this other stuff. What they are is they are rule breakers. They make the rules that don't apply to you. You should wear a mask, not them. Ask Gavin Newsom. Ask the Love Gov. Ask Nancy Pelosi. Ask any of these elitist Democrats, do they follow the rules they set for you? The short answer is no. They tip the deck in their favor, stack it, they unlevel the playing field in their favor, they do it all. They don't care whether it's insider trading for stocks, they don't care whether it's bargaining for little boys and girls. They are the most wretched people on the planet, and they want to come off as humanitarian and philanthropic and caring. If a leftist is sticking out his hand, I promise you, he's got his other one behind his back and he's got a gun in it. He's going to kill you. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Jeff Zucker allowed CNN to slip from being respected news to fake news, folks. And it was Donald Trump who pointed out this fact. And now the man who helped create fake news finds himself in the news. Zucker resigned. There were many, many stories about it the other day. And the reason will shock no conspiracy theorists, because we learned that Zucker failed to follow his own rules. He hid a relationship with a senior executive at the company. Now, if you think it's that simple, I don't think it is. But here's the irony. It was the ghost of Fredo that actually got Zucker snagged. You know what I'm talking about, Fredo? Chris Cuomo, little brother to the Love Gov, the guy who got where he is because of his brother. Zucker, in a memo to the CNN employee, said he was asked about a consensual relationship with a colleague as part of the investigation into the conduct of Chris Cuomo. And that's what got him snagged. Chris Cuomo's got to be going, amen, amen. I'm doing it for him. If he's not, we should. Everybody, come on now. Amen, amen. Yeah, Zucker.
He says, he wrote, I acknowledge the relationship evolved in recent years. I was required to disclose it when it began, but I didn't. I was wrong.
I love how these guys, they make it sound, you know, it was a technicality. That's what did it. Yeah, and if you believe that's the only reason Zucker called it quits, folks, I will tell you, I got some property in Antarctica we should be discussing for you to buy. I promise you, it's going to be a tourist attraction. Birds of a feather, folks. Zucker's illicit relationship, I'm going to put this together for you, involves Allison Gollust. And she's a CNN executive and vice president and chief marketing officer. As it turns out, Gollust is going to stay in her role because she didn't break any rules, the Me Too Woman of the Year, because she'll probably get awards and, you know, she'll get Emmys and Grammys and Nobel Peace Prizes and Pulitzers for what she did, because she brought down the man. She confided to the Times. Jeff and I have been close friends and professional partners for over 20 years. Recently, our relationship changed during dun, 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 dun. COVID. Boy, I tell you what. COVID is a bandit. COVID is a mean mother. Shut your mouth. COVID is responsible for everything.
COVID is responsible for supply chain problems, responsible for Joe Biden's dementia. It's responsible for new babies named COVID. It's responsible for good relationships, bad relationships. It's broken up marriages. It's committed. It's had people committing suicide. It's got the unemployment rate through the roof. COVID is just a mean mother, man. I don't know why we are not attacking COVID more. Oh, that's right. You can't. It's Asian. Jeez. What else do we have here? They've been close friends. And here's what she says. I regret that we didn't disclose it at the right time. So she, too, regrets it. Mm-hmm. But as with all things leftist and the double standard, we learned that she keeps her job. But that's not the only double standard, because there's more people. Oh, yeah. This is a ShamWow commercial. All you got to do is pay the extra shipping and handling, and you get more radio. You ready? Okay, here you go. Prior to joining CNN, Gallis served as communications director for Andrew Cuomo, when he was governor of New York. Perhaps this is a clue as to how both Fredo and Gallis got their jobs. And if Kamala Harris teaches us anything, people listening to The Kevin Jackson Show on thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, it's that leftist women, well, we know how they get their jobs, and we know how they keep their jobs. So, yeah. Oh, the tangled web we weave. CNN manipulates the news, and in fact, folks, you can bet that we don't know a fraction of the real story behind this Zucker-Gallis affair. How many people did they lie to in covering up this illicit affair? What's the story behind her hiring? How long did Zucker know that Chris Cuomo was lying, given that Gallis was the love gov, a.k.a. Chris Cuomo's brother's right-hand chick, and who knows what else? So many questions, so few answers. But we do know this. CNN fabricates the news, fake news deliberately to provide misinformation to the masses, and we have documented many of these stories, most of which targeted Trump. Like when CNN was forced to fire some staffers who lied about a Trump story. And what about when black employees sued CNN for, you ready, racial discrimination? But let's not get too giddy, because CNN's going to replace Zucker with an equally vile leftist. And don't be surprised if they take a page from Biden's book and choose a black woman. That's how you make all things right in the world of leftism. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson of thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I am so happy you're here. We got lots to talk about, including more woo flu nonsense. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I haven't heard from the two ladies that used to write to me about my spreading of misinformation regarding COVID, a.k.a. Wu Flu, Kung Flu, Chinese Flu, Coronavirus, whatever name you want to give it. I don't need to hear from them. I know they're listening. And I suspect the reality is setting in that I was right and they were wrong. And it's okay. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And you can say, Kevin, you saying that, well, it makes you sound rather egotistic. No, it doesn't. It makes me sound rather right. It's okay to say that somebody's probably admitting to themselves that they're wrong. I hope they are, because it would mean that they're adults. If they're finally going, you know what, I didn't do the research, or I didn't see through the ruse, or whatever, it's okay. Same thing happens to us. I watch Magic, and I'm still looking at it like a little kid going, man, it's pretty cool how he can float, or how he can make a tank appear behind a table, you know? But I know it's not right. The reality tells me, Kevin, they're just fooling you. It's trompe-l'oeil, as they say in French. They're fooling the eye, but it still looks like it's real. But there's a part of me that goes, okay, but you got to remember, it is a trick. So you've been tricked. You've been tricked. The government manipulated it. Look, you don't have to believe me. If you go back and you look at everything I've talked about with Wu Flu, you can clearly see. I'm sorry it's not as clear for some as it is for me, but you can clearly see you've been tricked. You've been bamboozled, led astray, run amok. You didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock, man. Oh, sorry, wrong speech. This is white people. Anyway, don't soak in your ignorance. Stupid people want to be ignorant. Smart people say, you know what, I don't know very much about that. So I'm going to do one of two things. I'm going to learn about it, or I'm going to hire somebody that will know a lot more about it than I do. That's a smart move. So I'm about to give I call them the vax Nazis. The people who want to demand that you do something they do because, well, they did it. That's all you need to hear. I did it. I got the shot. I wear my mask. If I must do it, you must do it. Well, I don't know what planet you're from, sister, but I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. No, ma'am. But I'm going to give them some more data. This comes from the military. DMED is the Armed Forces Health Surveillance Branch. Web-based tool to remotely query de-identified active component personnel and medical event data contained within the Defense Medical Surveillance System. So, in other words, that system, the DMSS, contains every ICD medical billing code for any medical diagnosis in the military submitted for medical insurance billing during any given period of time. So this is about as good of data as you can get because it's people filing information. Now, keep in mind, there are other people who probably didn't, but these are the people that have filed. Three military doctors, pay attention, vax Nazis, have presented query data that shows a shocking and sudden spike in nearly every ICD code for common vaccine injuries in 2021. I just want to let that sink into the vax Nazis. This is real data coming from the military that you can research for yourself. It was funny, the one lady, both of them actually, well, are you going to look at the data of this? Or you? And I go, no, I'm not looking at any data until you tell me why the VAERS system is reporting over 1 million cases of bad vaccine side effects. It's reported over 4,000 people dead, and then it admits that it's probably less than 5% of the actual reports. You answer that question, then I'll be happy to go get all your data, go look at your data. And they neither one of them would. That's verifiable data. That's not conjecture. That is people who have registered in the medical system, and the medical people, the experts, if you will, tell you, we know we're not capturing a fraction of what really happened. So if they're capturing 5% and a million people have some sort of a negative reaction, just for those out there doing the math, that means 20 million people had negative reactions. If they're capturing only 5% and they say there's been 4,000 deaths, it means there's probably been 80,000 deaths. You follow? It's pretty simple math. Anyway, They named the three military doctors under penalty of perjury. They said there has been a 300% increase in DMED codes registered for miscarriages in the military in 2021 versus over a five-year average. And they give you the numbers. Roughly 1,500 codes for military per year, for miscarriages per year. During the first 10 months of 2021, it was 4,182. That's more than a 300% when you take the next 2 months. That's a huge differential. They looked at different codes because they wanted to see what was the baseline five-year average versus what's happening now. And the numbers are shocking. So let me give you some. Myocardial infarction. That's a fancy word for a heart attack. 269% increase. Bell's palsy. 291% increase. Congenital malformations for children of military personnel. 156% increase. female infertility. You're going to love this stat. 471% increase. Pulmonary embolisms. 467% increase. Now, here's what I want you to understand about military personnel. They tend to be healthy. We're not talking about people that are, you know, a bunch of fatties out there running around eating, you know, deep-fried butter. We're talking about people that have to be fit. And I'm not saying all the women are, but I'm just saying, you know, for the women that are married to military men, because it's obviously mostly a male-oriented group. But as a rule, mostly fit people. And I just gave you the increases. This isn't me making it up. Here's one. You're going to love this. A 1,000% increase in diagnosis code for neurological issues, which increased from a baseline of 82,000 to 863,000. So, I say to you, vax Nazis and all these other Nazis, by the way, I didn't need to see this data. I didn't need it to back me up because I already knew. I didn't know it statistically. I don't have the data to, oh, Kevin, it's this carried one time straight, divided by 13. I don't need all that. I just knew it was happening. And here's what these doctors state. It is my professional opinion that the major incident increases of the above discussed instances of miscarriages, cancer, and disease were due to COVID-19 vaccinations. I rest my case. Your Honor, I'll let you be the judge out there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This morning's report caps off my first year as president. And over that period, our economy created 6.6 million jobs.
President Biden praising the economic recovery in the United States. This after the latest monthly jobs report shows the economy added a better-than-expected 467,000 jobs in January, unemployment ticking up a bit to 4%. A Uyghur cross-country skier was one of the final torchbearers in the Winter Olympics opening ceremony. China has received heavy criticism for its treatment of Uyghurs, a Muslim ethnic minority. The skier placing a flame at a giant snowflake in the center of the ceremony. No U.S. government officials are attending the Winter Olympics in China. You're listening to USA Radio News. The House is expected to vote on a bill which would allow the United States to better compete with China on the global stage when it comes to producing semiconductor computer chips. The all-important chips are found in nearly every piece of technology we use, from coffee makers to automobiles, and the global shortage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic spotlighted the fragile nature of the supply chain and the need to drastically increase domestic production. Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes the America Competes Act will help the American economy.
We have $45 billion to support the manufacture and acquisition of critical goods that are essential for our national economy, our national security, and that includes components and products for public health and biological preparedness.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's boycotting the Winter Olympics getting underway in China. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can we file this under crap I already know and have told you? Yeah! Mask don't work. And now, guess what? It's starting to become public. I know, Kevin Jackson, you must be the smartest son of a gun in the world because you've been saying it for the better part of 2 years. From the moment that I saw these people making their own mask, guys wearing bandanas, people wearing mama stockings, you name it. I even made one that had so many holes in it, it looked like a fishnet. And I wore it on a plane multiple times. Then they started cracking down on that. Because the ones that say made in China and, oh, by the way, have the warning on them that tell you they don't stop airborne disease were okay for stopping COVID that everybody got. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the voice of reason. Somebody who says, you know what? If somebody can convince you that, oh, he's an expert and he's from the government and he's going to help you, you need help. You need psychiatric help. The government is not going to help you. And you know who's starting to realize it? Not just conservatives, folks. Leftists are starting to realize this. This was an article. I forget where it was published, but here's what they say. Allegations that masks work and don't cause harm have been enforced by governments and corporations around the world for more than 18 months through arrest, firings, censorship, fines, denial of access to schools, supermarkets, hospitals, streets, and other public places. That's for starters. This has made it virtually impossible for many people to live without complying with mask mandates. And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something I said early on. If you are foolish enough to believe that you are okay to put something on your face and breathe in the air that your body expels, then why don't you reroute your muffler to the inside of your vehicle? Why would you not do something like that? Or, here's a better one, why don't you reroute your bungee hole to your mouth? That way, when the excrement comes out, you just re-eat it. That's what rebreathing your air is like. You wouldn't bit more do that than you would run a tube from your butt to your mouth when it was time for you to take a crap. Yeah, sometimes you got to break it down to people in a way that this is a little bit gross, so they'll understand it. They'll get it. They'll get it. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And I dare you to argue with me.
How dare you? What? Let me put it to you this way. If you don't think God meant for you to breathe in very heavily nitrogen, hydrogen, oxygen-rich air with just a smidge of carbon dioxide and breathe out the waste product and get it out of your face, then do this. Put a bag over your head and breathe. See how long it takes you to suffer from hypoxia. Or, you know, you finally go, this is stupid. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Because you'll notice it instantaneously. In fact, you don't have to take that test. Put your hand over your mouth and just breathe. Just breathe for a little while. And I hope your hand's clean. Breathe for just a little bit. See what it feels like. Your body's going to tell you. In recent weeks, however, the guy writes, more medical scholars and media outlets are coming to grips with the facts about masks that Just Facts has been documenting for more than a year and painstakingly compiled in a September 21st article sourced by with more than 50 peer-reviewed science journals. Hey, lefties listening, this is the real science. Here's a sampling, they write, of people who are speaking up about the facts and the implications. Dr. Vinay Prasad, he's got to be smart. He's an Indian. He's an Indian. He ain't no white boy. He's an Indian. An associate professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at the University of California, San Francisco, has written an article that examines the scientific evidence for masking children. And he concluded the following. Most of the masks worn by kids for most of the pandemic have likely done nothing to change the velocity or trajectory of the virus. You want to know how I know that's a fact? Most of my son's buddies have gotten COVID. And you want to know something else? The majority of their parents did not say anything because the kids weren't that sick. My son got a bug. I'll never forget it. I said, man, stay home. He stayed home. The next day he got up. I said, hey, if you need to stay home again. He says, no, Dad, I feel fine. And he went to school. Well, he had it. You know where he got it? From somebody at school who had probably done something similar. Hey, it might surprise you to learn this little factoid about my son's school that has about 3,000 students. Not one has died from COVID. Not one. He goes on. There are downsides to face coverings for pupils and students, including detrimental impacts on communication in the classroom. Have you ever spoken to somebody that's in a mask, like face to face? I was at a car rental place, and the lady's all masked up, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't understand you. And she goes, I know. She pulled it down, told me what she had to say. So I want you to imagine me doing a radio show. Talking like this, you can understand me? Of course you can't understand. You couldn't understand a word I said. But these people want you to believe you can communicate better. And you know what people end up doing? Taking the mask down and still going, well, here's what I was trying to tell you. Blah, 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 blah. Well, that doesn't that defeat the purpose of the mask? No. That was a trick question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It was not a trick. It was not going to do anything because the mask doesn't work to begin with. Anyway, I'm moving on. Masking is now a little more than an appealing delusion. This is what Dr. Vinay Prasad said. Decisions to mask school children are, quote, ignorant, cruel, fearful, and cowardly. Yeah, can I get an amen? Of course I can, because you already knew this. I have not told this audience anything they didn't already know. Dr. Chad Roy, who specializes in airborne infectious diseases and is a professor of microbiology and immunology at Tulane University School of Medicine, told the Washington Examiner that, one, cloth and surgical masks do absolutely nothing for protection from ambient virus. I know. Shocker. You ready? Next part. All this song and dance of wearing cloth masks with some presumption that you're being protected from ambient virus is completely and positively 100% counter to how masks and respirators work.
But it's not counter to how leftism works. It's not at all. It falls right in line with them, because if something doesn't work, leftists will embrace it. They will call it their own. They will want to implement it. They will want to fund it. And they will dare you to make fun of it. The Atlantic has published an analysis of school masking policies by three medical scholars. Dr. Marjorie Smelkinson, specialist in infectious diseases at the National Institutes of Health, in which they wrote, this included that doctor, it was three doctors though, okay? They said, we reviewed a variety of studies, some conducted by the CDC itself, some cited by the CDC as evidence of masking effectiveness in a school setting, and others touted by media to the same end, to try to find evidence that would justify the CDC's no end in sight mask guidance for very low risk pediatric population, particularly post-vaccination. We came up empty-handed. The overall strategy from these studies, that schools with mask mandates have lower WHO flu, they said COVID-19 transmission rates, than schools without mask mandates, is not justified by the data that have been gathered. Next bullet point. As with our existing school mask policies, no real-world data indicates that these N95 masks decrease transmission in school settings. Data that matter greatly, as these masks require a very tight fit to function effectively and may not be possible for many kids. And that may not be possible. Here's the next one. Over the past 21 months, slowly and with much resistance, the layers of mythology around COVID-19 mitigation in schools has been peeled away, each time without producing the much ballyhooed increases in COVID-19. Schools did not become hotspots when they reopened, nor did they reduce physical distancing, nor when they eliminated deep cleaning protocols. These layers were peeled away because the evidence supporting them was weak. They all had substantial downsides for children's education and health. Next bullet point. COVID-19 hospitalizations have remained extremely low among children, on par with pediatric flu hospitalizations during a typical season. And there were other bullet points, but I think you get the point. I think you get it. Masks don't work. Neither does most of these other so-called remedies that the left wants you to believe in. Stop buying the hype, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want you to stop for just a moment and imagine how many people would be kicked off the Gestapo social media if the social media Gestapo cared about the truth. If they said, look, CNN, you said the wrong thing. Look, New York Times, you reported the wrong thing. Look, Washington Post. Look, not Harry Reid, he's dead. Look, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, whatever. January 6th, what would they be kicked off for? Scamdemic lies? How many lies have been told by the left? Welcome, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I've already given you the military records on the scamdemic, the new report that masks don't work. There's a Johns Hopkins report that I just saw pass by that said masks don't work, never have, never did. Neither did lockdowns. January 6th, lies. What's Pelosi doing now? She doesn't want emails about January 6th made public. Her emails. You want to know why? Very simple, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Nancy Pelosi knows. You'll get to hear how they colluded against freedom-loving Americans who did nothing on January the 6th. If you found out what really happened, these people would be arrested. What other lies? Climate change lies. Oh, AOC backs off of her climate change deal. And I could go on. I've already, in covering the scamdemic, how many of these leftists leave New York, leave California, and go to Ron DeSantis' state so they could go hang out and have some fun? Policy lies. Obamacare, for example. There was no clamor to kick baby black Jesus off social media for blatantly lying about, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Period. Where the clamor to kick him off? What about the Benghazi lies? It was a videographer in California that started it. Who started that lie and propagated that lie? You want to know why social media and media will not do anything about their lies? It's because they are complicit. Let's go back to this Wu Flu nonsense. We know for a fact that masks don't work. You've known it from the beginning. You'd have to be a fool to think that somebody could take a piece of some cloth from their house that you can easily breathe through, but you can't get a particulate that's 14 angstroms big. That's pretty small, just for the record, and get through your mask. If you can smell yourself taking a crap, that's the way the virus is. It can get to your nose. You can tell me, Kevin, it offers a small layer of protection. I'll go with that. But when it comes to a virus, a small layer of protection, well, that's like being a little bit pregnant. You think social distancing were, and I love how,
we must stay 6 feet away because the virus will die within 6 feet.
If it'll die within 6 feet, please explain to me how all these people are still getting it. Basically a lie. And not even basically. They could have said,
let's make it 10 feet. And people would, okay, well, 10 feet.
Why 10 feet? Because I've already made the signs up. Didn't matter. It was a lie. Social distancing didn't work. It doesn't work. If you're in the same room as another person, you're going to be breathing their air. I guarantee it. You want to know what else we know? We know natural immunity is better than vaccines. How many things have leftists walked back after the fact? Just on Wu Flu, I already mentioned AOC walked back. We were all going to be dead in 12 years because somebody got to her and said, look, you can say, you can blow up the stuff about global climate change, but don't give them any dates. See, because the end of the world, 2012, it came and went. Thank you, Mayans. How are Lemon and AOC still on social media given their hypocritical visits to Florida? You want some more? The Cuomos lied to our faces. What price have they paid on social media? Have they kicked off Andrew Cuomo or Chris Cuomo on social media? You may not see them on there, but they're not kicked off. They're not banned. We found out Chris Cuomo blatantly lied when he was supposed to be, you know, letting people know the truth about him and his brother. Is he kicked off? We get lies about gender.
Oh, yeah, there's non-binary, and so there's 71 genders and blah, 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 blah.
We get lies about men.
Men are toxically masculine.
We get lies about the Me Too movement. How many lies have these skanks told?
Oh, well, you know, they took advantage of me.
Yeah, it's funny, you didn't say it back in 2013 when you had a hit TV series or you were in three movies, but now you want to talk about it? How many BLM lies have been told? Right now, that group is under scrutiny because it isn't paying its taxes or it isn't reporting where it's getting the money. It's out buying real estate. It's got people buying houses, personal stuff. What about Hunter Biden? Is he really a Renaissance man or is he really the crackhead who knocked up some skank and got her pregnant and doesn't want to pay his child support and then cut deals for the family that has made the Biden family millions of dollars? Because I vote for door number two, Monty Hall. Well, here's something that didn't get any traction in 2020. There was already an investigation into Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and his brother James Biden in connection with their relationship with China. Yeah. Hunter, in thick with the Chinese. This guy writes this: I know tons of conservatives tried to point out that Biden and his son were unscrupulous, but our analysis of the Democrat frontrunner and his corrupt family were ignored, or shall I say, buried. Because Facebook, Twitter, and other social media platforms did their best to keep the Biden truth hidden. If Bidens were Trumps, you'd know every dirty deal done by their crackhead son, and Donald Trump would be in prison. We pointed out on my show how social media, on my show, on my website, how social media was attacking us anytime you mentioned something, you know, that was negative in their eyes. It was truthful. I don't report news. I only report on the news. I don't report the news. I report on the news. Here's what this person wrote. Go check it out for yourself. We provide the link. Go do it. I'm not trying to be news. I'm opinion. But on Friday the 13th, two years ago, I woke up to my site being taken down. And Facebook says, well, you know, we'll look into it. I appealed it, and they said, we'll look into it. But we have COVID. So it's this multi-billion dollar company claimed they were understaffed due to COVID. Took down my site that had 560,000 fans. It should have had 5 million. All because I dared to question these lies. Anyway, back to these Bidens. You can bet that the Bidens are as crooked as anything you can imagine. They haven't done as bad as the Clintons. You know, the Clinton Family Initiative. By the way, have you heard anything more about Hillary Clinton running? You know, there was a big little push there for a little bit about her replacing Biden. What happened? You want to know what happened? People went, there is no way Hillary Clinton can beat Trump. Clinton couldn't even beat Biden. It went away. But Facebook and these guys are culpable in hiding the Biden's graft, their racketeering, all the things that they were trying to do. So there was a criminal IRS investigation into Hunter Biden. A grand jury was convened back in 2019. Confidential subpoena served to J.P. Morgan Chase is how we got this information. The subpoena wanted bank records of James Biden, who's Biden's brother. It was the first time that a Biden family member had surfaced in conjunction with these investigations. And for the record, Joe Biden, they're a close-knit family of criminals. And Joe Biden had warned his brother. I know this from insider information. Man, you got to stop. You got to quit putting us on Front Street. They said, the document appears to show that as Biden was launching his campaign that spring, federal prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware had impaneled a grand jury. I want you to stop for just a minute and ask yourself, do you think if people had known that Biden's and his entire family were under investigation, they were impaneling grand juries, that they could have gotten away with the big cheat? If they'd taken that investigation to its logical end, like they took the Russia farce? Russian collusion farce? Unbelievable, folks. And the direct tie to the Chinese. It's almost unbelievable that this could happen in this country. I'm chuckling here just to kind of keep from, you know, thinking that this is where we are now. I got to leave it there.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.